This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Christine from Bonnie Lake is. Christine, are you there?
Hi, yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Big pressure. This could be my 100th loss if I do not beat Christine.
Ooh, Christine, let's make it happen.
You know who I'm rooting for.
Let's do it.
Me too.
Thanks, Sarah. Yeah, of course.
For those playing at home, Christine has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
Steve Perry was the lead singer of what band?
Aerosmith.
No.
Pass.
Rocky Road ice cream typically is chocolate ice cream, nuts, and what?
Marshmallows.
Correct. Coming out tomorrow, what pop star plays Glinda in the movie Wicked?
Ariana Grande.
Yes. What is the scientific name for the kneecap?
Patella.
Yes. How many months have an L in their name?
Two,
yes. Who played Sheldon Cooper in the sitcom The Big Bang Theory?
Pass.
What is the capital of Ohio?
Columbus.
Yes. Slowpoke Rodriguez is the cousin of which cartoon mouse?
Pass.
How many colors are in a rainbow?
Six.
No.
Seven.
Yes. The first moon landing happened in what decade?
50s. 60s.
No.
70s.
What did you say?
60.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah. Steve Perry was the lead singer of what band?
Steve Perry. Pass.
Christine, you got 7 correct.
Oh, okay. This could be the day that Steve crests 100.
Oh my God.
That would be incredible. He has
We've been waiting all year.
We really have, though.
But I'm happy for him if he wins for his 100th. I'm happy either way.
Wow. Christine, you are such a nice person.
Sportsmanship.
Yeah.
Great sportsmanship already.
She said she would be happy if you did get your 100th win.
I already have 100 wins.
I mean, 100th. Wait.
Well, she was saying, like, she'd be happy if you didn't get your 100th win.
Loss.
Wait.
I mean, 100th win.
This isn't fair. Now, I feel like I'm getting stupider just talking to you two. They're trying to mind F you. It's working. I feel like that actually brought my IQ level down a couple of notches, but just by speaking to both of you. Honestly, I don't know why you talk to them. Yeah. No, not you, Christine. I'm talking fully about Sarah and Taryn.
Well, whatever Christine said, it was really nice.
Yes.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
We're like Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Tweedledummer.
Steve Perry was the lead singer of what band?
Journey.
You know it. Rocky Road ice cream typically is chocolate ice cream, nuts, and what?
Marshmallow.
Yes. Coming out tomorrow, what pop star plays Glinda in the movie Wicked?
Ariana Grande.
You know it. What is the scientific name for the kneecap?
The patella.
Wow, yes. How many months have an L in their name?
L in their names? Oh my gosh. One?
No.
I got April. Two?
Yes.
July.
There you go. Who played Sheldon Cooper in the sitcom The Big Bang Theory?
Oh, crap. What's his name? Oh, man. I could see him, too. And we've interviewed him before.
Wow.
Oh, man. I'll come back to it.
What is the capital of Ohio?
Columbus.
Correct. Slowpoke Rodriguez is the cousin of which cartoon mouse?
Speedy Gonzalez.
You know it. How many colors are in a rainbow?
8.
No.
6.
No.
5.
No. The first moon landing happened in what decade?
The 60s.
Correct. Who played Sheldon Cooper in the sitcom The Big Bang Theory?
Oh, my gosh. This is your guys' fault. This is the question that I'm suffering from your stupidity. I don't know. I lose.
Well, Steve, you got 8 correct, which is still a win. 8-7. Barely. Dang it. it, Christine.
Congrats.
But you rock.
Yay, congrats on your 100th win, I guess. Woo!
It's not my 100th
win. 900th loss. Not 100th loss.
He's about to punch you in the face, Sarah.
I was just fist bumping myself.
Oh, wait. Okay, yeah. Then congratulations on not having 100 losses yet.
Thank you.
Until tomorrow.
Yeah, until tomorrow. Woo! Who played Sheldon Cooper in the sitcom Big Bang Theory?
Jim Parsons.
You know it. And then the rest, you guys, well, okay, Steve, there are 7 colors in the rainbow.
I just danced all around it.
Roy G. Biv.
Roy G. Biv, baby.
Who?
Roy G. Biv.
Red,
orange, yellow.
No, try to do it. I wonder if you can do it, Steve.
Red, orange, yellow, green, mm-hmm. blue. Mm-hmm. What the hell is an I? Iv. Biv, like B-I-V?
Yeah.
I?
There was a band of girls. They were the Indigo Girls.
Indigo?
Oh, my God. And do you know what the V is?
Violet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Steve, that was precious. And somehow you still beat Christine. Congrats.
Somehow he still does not have 100 losses.
That's what's up.
Live Night is coming back December 13th, Rockaholics, and we would love nothing more than to have Steve defeated in front of a live studio audience when we play Beat Migs. And the tickets are on sale now. You can get them at KISW.com. They start at just $35.
It's going to be a blast. We have our friend also, Micah the Beast. He is a great ukulele player, and we put him to the test. We're going to do a strange version of Hook or Shook up there, so that's going to be a lot of fun because he always does really fun and quirky versions of songs on the uke, and that's going to be a blast. So we got to talk about Walter Jones.
Big Walt's
going to be joining us. Seahawks legend, Hall of Famer, and he's going to be hanging out with us, so you get a chance to see and meet Walter Jones.
Get those tickets at KISW.com. Now, we've been in this fantasy football battle all season long versus the men's room. So which team was in the basement this week? Do you think it was Thrill and Ted's team once again? Or did the Bowie Buddies, Danny and Steve Miggs, take that spot once again?
No, we left the basement. We're never going back. Right, Danny?
Right.
You're never going to be the crappiest fantasy football team again.
I hope not.
All right. Well, we're going to check in with our commissioner, Mike Hawk, from the men's room after Rush.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Throughout the NFL season, we have been in a fantasy football battle royale versus our friends next door in the men's room. And the commissioner of our league is Mike Hawk of the men's room, who joins us this morning to talk about what went down this past week.
Oh, before we do that, though.
All right, new intro. I like
it. It's your birthday.
Mike!
It's on YouTube.
Oh, my God.
Just happy birthday, Mike, and that's the first thing that shows up. So happy birthday, Mike.
Fantastic. I appreciate you guys. Thank you. I'm also just happy to be back. I've been on flight delays, and I've missed the last couple days of work. So
that's why we got a text that just said, hey, ask Mike how his flight home was.
Oh, my God. It was an absolute nightmare. I was supposed to be home yesterday, or 2 days ago, Tuesday afternoon. Turned into last night we didn't land.
Wow.
So I'm a little bit tired, but we're okay. That's not what we're talking about right now. We're talking about football, where I was over the weekend. Last week, we had some infighting between the shows. It was the Big Black Hawks versus 90 Pounds of D, and then Touchdown Tacos versus the Bowie Buddies. A very good, even spread. There were clear winners, clear losers in this one. Just in time for Thanksgiving. So as far as Daily Mix Show is concerned, the Touchdown Tacos did come out ahead against the Bowie Buddies, 121-106.
Yeah. What happened?
I don't know.
Who sucked for us?
I mean,
everybody?
Pretty much everyone, right, Mike? Well, and to be fair, as far as the top scoring players, the only ones that were actually claimed within the teams of our fantasy league did belong to the Touchdown Tacos. You've got Saquon Barkley coming back again, right around 34 points. And then Amon-Ra St. Brown of Detroit coming out with 38 points, did a fantastic job. The Bowie Buddies did have a bench warmer known as Sam Darnold, who left 23 points on your guys'. on your bench over there. So probably not the best quarterback to choose there. False starters also did belong to the touchdown Tacos, who started Travis Kelce, who was 13 short of projected, and then Deebo Samuel, 10 points short.
All right, so are we in last place?
On the other side of the board, over on the men's room.
I feel like that we're not, Danny.
The Big Black Hawks did emerge victorious for the week with 172 points.
Well, you guys good.
Beating 90 pounds of D, who had 90.6 points.
Let's go!
So you guys beat them by 16, which means either the Ted Smith or Steve the Thrill Hill will be coming onto this fine program to play one of these games with you guys.
So that's 2 weeks in a row they've been in last place.
That is 2 weeks in a row. No.
The Tacos lost last week.
We were in there.
Oh, that's right. I almost forgot about that. Thanks for the reminder.
You're welcome.
I got a little bit scared as we're looking into next week because it is the Big Black Hawks versus the Touchdown Tacos, and we were slated to do like half your points. And I wonder what the hell that was. That's because, like, everybody who's not my backup quarterback and my backup defense is now on a bye week.
Oh.
So I had to do a little rearranging, and now we're looking a little bit better. And then we got 90 pounds of D taking on the Bowie Buddies.
Oh, man, to battle the two worst teams.
I got to talk to those guys. They got
to
do some
stuff
with
this. Don't talk to, no. Mike, you are the producer of the men's room.
That's correct.
Not of the team that they're on.
That's correct.
What are they called?
90 pounds of D.
90 pounds of D. You do not need to concern yourself with 90 pounds of D.
It's a fair call. I like to think that I'm a fair commissioner, but you're right. It's on them. It's their responsibility. I would never at all give them a dog whistle that would tell them to, you know, update their roster.
Every dog I'm totally going to do that.
Taryn, I do want to let you know that I did have our boy George look at our team this morning, bright and early, so we should be good to go.
Ready for Thursday night football.
Yeah. Ready to go down. Oh, yeah. God, here we go again. Cheers, everybody. Glad to be back. Have another fine week. Mike!
That is a great song. The video that accompanies it is...
Oh, there's
really
dinosaurs,
awesome.
Clowns, and explosions.
I'll have to go check it out during the break.
Thank you, Commissioner Mike Hawk. We appreciate you. And we know, Rockaholics, that you are a massive music fan. But do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us, and you will get tickets to see Linkin Park on September 24th at Climate Pledge Arena. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we've not yet had a chance to chat with you about, but the time has come where we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So give us a call if there's anything you'd like to chime in on this morning or if you've got something on your mind that needs to be discussed. 206-803-ROCK.
And we're going to table some of these text messages because we saw somebody walking around in the hallways. And it's a true radio legend from around here and a voice that you hear if you're a Seattle Kraken fan all the
Who's
time.
Who's here?
Oh, we've got John Forslund. He's in the other room.
Yeah, it was like all legend. That's
Jeff
awesome.
Buchanan, who does, you are the voice over at Climate Pledge Arena.
Yeah.
And
it's a cool thing, man.
That is the coolest thing.
No, it's for a kid that grew up in this town. Okay, now I'm freaking out because I've been in radio for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm on freaking KISW right, man. Are you kidding? Seattle's best rock. It's like Rainier Beer. It's the mountain itself and KISW. It's Seattle.
Aww. Mm-hmm.
There's nothing more Seattle than this, right? Seriously, I just got chills.
That's so awesome, Chet.
It's wild.
What I told these guys that I like fangirled when I met you in person because I was listening to you back in the Cube 93 days.
Mm-hmm.
It was you and the T-Man and Eric Powers, and you guys were my like trifecta of Seattle radio.
That's so fun.
Look at this.
This is wild. I know.
The crazy part was this morning, all of a sudden I hear Ron from The Wolf. He's walking around talking to somebody, and I hear the person's like, oh, that's cool. And I'm like, this was my first thought. It's like 4:30 in the morning. I'm like, what the F is wrong with Ron giving a tour of the radio station this early?
Right.
And then I hear, hey, dude. And I'm like, oh, crap, this person. And I turn around, it was you. I'm like, what the hell are you doing here? So your power
That's
is
not
out.
What you said. He turned around, he went, this mother.
I did.
And I was like, yeah.
I did actually say
right.
that.
That's right. That's how you know we're boys.
That. Like, this mother effer?
Yeah, that's how you know we're boys.
Oh, hell yeah. So your power's out. And so you had to do the radio show from here.
So I grew up on a farm in Duval.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we've got generators and whatnot. But for whatever reason, the new internet is not hooked up to the generator. So my radio show that I do every morning in Las Vegas from Seattle when I'm here with the Kraken, I couldn't do. And I went, well, let's come in to see my buddies downtown.
At what point did you realize you were going to have to make the schlep into the big city?
Yesterday, right about 5:55, but it was too late then. And so then yesterday was just a couple of emails. It was like, yeah, we got you. You're hooked up. It's easy.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so really for those fun. That don't know, you are the voice of the Kraken. You announce when the players score goals, when the penalties are
You
happening.
Want to do it for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Which you have one? To do it. I just scored a goal.
Oh.
And okay. Assisted by Danny V and Tyron Daly.
Yeah.
All right.
How many goals have you scored this year?
This was my 69th goal.
Good Lord.
Yeah,
of course. Well, I can't imagine why.
Well, because I had 68 and I just scored one. That's why.
Yeah. I'm not very... Duh. Okay, well, let's see what I got here.
All right.
Seattle Kraken goal! It's the 69th goal of the season. What's your number?
69.
Of course. It's the 69th goal of the season, scored by number 69, Steve Miggs.
That was amazing.
Danny, what's your number?
13, of course.
And what's your number?
0-0.
So, okay. The assist to number 13.
Wait, hold on. Bowie's number 0. You can't
double
be 0.
Double 0.
Double 0. Yeah, double 0.
Okay.
She's double boo.
Fine.
It'll work.
I'll let it go.
We'll fix it in post.
Accepting a pass from her again, though, in this season.
The assist to number 13, Danny V. I'm not right. I have to work on that. I got to work on it. And number 00, Taryn Daly.
I feel like I've been blessed by the Pope.
That was amazing.
That was so good.
You have no idea, for a kid that grew up in that building, practically, what that's like to be able to do that. And to be
such nuts.
A crazy, like a hockey fan from birth. It's one of the first things I ever loved.
How did you even get like to have an opportunity to interview for that position or even talk about taking that on?
That's really all it was. That they were looking for a PA announcer, and I knew because I'm spending a good portion of my time here in the Northwest now. And I thought, wow, that's a big commitment for 40 games every year, plus playoffs, fingers crossed.
Plus working a morning show.
Yeah. And to do the morning show and all that back in Las Vegas. And then I just talked to some people and they were like, no, really, I think you got a pretty good shot at this. And I was like, well, then how can I not?
Wow. That is so cool.
Here we are.
I will say the one time that Steve and I, like the first Kraken game we went to, I don't think we knew that it was you, or like we had maybe heard, and then we just heard your voice on the PA.
You weren't there at first. At the beginning of the first season, it wasn't your voice.
That's a long story too. But yeah.
But then eventually it was.
Then it was.
Both Danny and I are like, wait, that voice sounds familiar.
It's shit.
Yeah. Yeah, at first, so it was, I was, and then I wasn't, and then I was again, and then I wasn't because I couldn't, and then I was. And yeah, it's wild.
Well, one of the craziest moments for me was when they were first starting, they invited me to come down and try out to be one of the in-arena hosts, not the PI guy. So went down there, that was overwhelming. I didn't know what to expect. It didn't go well. And actually, it was a blessing because I don't know how you do it. Like, that's just crazy.
Oh, to do it at night and then get up the next morning.
Yeah. But the funny part was when I did that, they're like, oh, do you want to also audition to be, because I was basically going to be like their fill-in person. Like, do you want to also audition to be the fill-in person for the PA announcer? And I'm like, no.
Why?
The thought of trying to pronounce some of the players' names, even being a lifelong hockey fan, gives me so much anxiety. Like, I do wrestling announcing, and sometimes like, there are wrestlers that come from Japan or from Mexico. And my biggest thing is, I don't want to F up their names.
Yeah.
Like, that's got to get in your head because, you know, the hockey player names, some of them are just, you look at it on paper, you're like, I don't know how to make sense of this name.
Yeah, and yet I still find a way.
Yes, because you're a pro, and no, I was no, like, I knew no, me well enough to know I would ruin this.
No, yet I prep relentlessly, yet I still find a way to screw them up. Oh. Every once in a while. And it's always the stupid things.
Have you ever screwed up a player on the team, like the local team, not like the opposing team? I could understand that could happen. Okay.
No, I'm not messing that up. Yeah, no, thank God. I don't think I would last very long.
Eberle's like, my last name is not Eberle.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong
Eberle.
With you, buddy?
Yeah, no. That's awesome.
Chet Buchanan, thank you so much this for coming so in and crazy. Chatting with us. This is awesome.
Yeah, and what a great run for the Kraken right now.
Yeah, 5 out of 6 at home. Mm-hmm. It's great. We're right in the thick of it. We're 3 points out of first. Who knew? Let's go Kraken.
Let's go Kraken, baby.
Release the Kraken.
But you say that too.
Oh, yeah. Do you want one of those?
Do
you want one of those?
Yeah.
Take us to break? Take us to break with that?
Could you insert butt in the beginning of it too? No. Butt Kraken.
But no.
Oh, fine.
We'll fix it in post. It's time to release the Kraken. It's way harder to do that in the morning than it is at night.
I bet, because like through the day you're kind of lubricating your vocal cords and all that, you know.
That's what she said.
You need tips on how to lubricate your voice. Tyron's the person to talk to.
Well, I get all my tips from Chet, so there you go.
Well, I didn't realize it all comes full circle.
I'm not sure how far I can go here. I'm in unfamiliar territory.
You didn't want to say butt cracking, you know? What the hell?
Well, that's what I, yeah.
He has dignity, well, Steve, unlike us.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe you'll have to have me back, and then that way we can figure out where the line is.
I don't want to go back to the Kraken, and then like Ron Francis pulls your side, hey, what was that thing on the radio where you said release the butt Kraken?
Yeah, they probably wouldn't like that either.
No, you know, for the best, you didn't listen to
call from marketing.
Chet Buchanan, we will see you at Climate Pledge Arena very soon.
Yeah, you will.
Rock on and go Kraken.
Yeah, long live the rock.
Hell yeah, man.
Now, have you ever had adult time while on the job? A well-known reporter just admitted that he once broke a big news story while in bed with a lady. You will hear that story at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Adam Schefter revealed on the podcast called This Is Football.
That
he once broke the news of NFL player Dale Carter's suspension.
Do you know much about Adam Schefter?
No.
I don't know if you've... he's kind of one of the guys who's like Ian Rappaport, Adam Schefter. They're like the guys that are always like fighting, not fighting like physically, but like they're trying to get the news broken before anybody else. Like that's in sports, I feel like that's still like an important thing in the eyes of some people. Like I broke it first. This news that now everyone's going to still report on for the next 24 hours anyway, but for some reason it's a big deal to have it first.
Well, he broke the news of Dale Carter's suspension shortly after being intimate with someone.
Weirdest place you've broken a story is what?
I can remember being in Denver one time.
Now, mind you, we edited this because like it was like a good 30 seconds of him. Like you could see the wheels were spinning in his head. Like, should I share this story or not? Before he even started sharing it.
And how do I say this? I had just spent time with this woman for the first time, and got a text that Dale Carter was being suspended. I think it was for 8 games for substance abuse, and so as I continued to lay there, confirm it, got the job done, Kevin, in every which way.
Got the job done, Kevin.
TMI, Schefter.
You know, gave it to her and gave it to the sports world.
Oh my God,
do you have to then? Do you have to like look at her? So crazy. Like, just the idea of, like, I know we're cuddling right now. This is our first time, you know, knocking boots. Can you hold on 1 second? I need to go put out this tweet because I don't want Ian Rappaport to break the news before me. I don't care if I'm in the middle of making love.
And then does he just, like, throw on a shirt and, like, go to his little spot and just...
Oh, I'm thinking he just did it on social media. Yeah. Like he just typed out a text or a tweet and said breaking news.
Oh, he doesn't have to like show face for that.
Yeah, I don't know if he went on ESPN and like put on like a shirt and just said, okay, I'm ready. Just don't zoom out.
Just got to send this quick tweet, lady.
Have you ever like I can't even ask the question. No. On the job, like that seems like such a crazy thing.
I mean, I have on the job site, but not like while doing the job.
You have done it on the job site.
Yeah.
Not here. Okay.
Brad's job site.
Not on Danny's chair.
No, Brad's job site.
You went to his job site?
Yeah.
Now, are you getting him in trouble if anyone finds out?
This is so long ago.
Oh, they don't care? It's like a statute of limitations? It's over?
I hope so. So just one of the little side studios.
Was it your idea or was it his idea?
I think it was our collective idea. No, that's bull crap. Back when we were way more adventurous.
There's no way you looked at both each other and both said it at the same exact time. One of you had to initiate this.
I mean, if I had to like pick one of us that would over the other, probably Brad.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So weed doesn't make him paranoid?
No. Brad has never been paranoid, anxious, or stressed in his life. It is infuriating.
Show me the ways.
I don't know. I live with the man and I can't figure it out.
Like that, he doesn't get any of those side effects?
No. He's never laid awake at night thinking about how he's going to solve this issue. Like that's all me.
So he's able to sleep well every night?
Every night.
And he works in radio and he smokes weed?
It's so insane.
None of this makes sense to me. He's a unicorn.
He is. I'm just trying to get like a little window into the wisdom of that. I don't know how to do it.
I'm going to have to pull him aside one day. Show me your ways, man. Show me. What kind of strain are you smoking?
Yeah, right. A popular rock song just hit the 2 billion mark in song streams for a very iconic song. We're going to tell you about it during the Daily Migs download after Modest Mouse.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Last night was a great night if you're a Seattle Kraken fan, as Joey DeCord stopped every shot, 24 shots for his first shutout of the season, beating the Nashville Predators 3-0. The Kraken, 6-game homestand, they went 5-1-0. They are playing great right now. They're off to L.A. They're going to be taking on the Kings on Saturday.
The Goo Goo Dolls had that 1998 hit called Iris. Iris has officially been certified diamond by the RIAA.
Recording Industry of America Association. And I don't want the world to see me. I hated this song.
Oh my gosh, take it back.
But I feel like I kind of, with old age, comes a tolerance for really sappy love songs.
Say you like Creed over Iris?
No, I think now I'm okay with this.
I know, I get that now, but what are you doing, man?
Dude, wait till you turn 50. You're going to all of a sudden start liking crap.
This song has officially surpassed 2 billion Spotify streams.
It still blows my mind because when I was in college, this was like a scrappy power pop punk group. Like every song that they had was like really upbeat. And then they figured out the formula.
Write
songs for the ladies.
Right? They also announced their 2025 Summer Anthem Tour alongside Dashboard Confessional.
Oh, here's the best part. Yeah,
you bleed just to know you're alive.
You bleed just to know you're alive, Danny.
That's so good.
Congratulations to them.
Yeah,
are we going to the show?
I would go to Goo Goo Dolls. Sure, why not?
But then we have to sit through Dashboard Confessional.
Yeah.
Hard pass.
You don't have to go early.
who's on last? Probably Goo Goo Dolls, right?
I don't think so. That's a headliner right there.
I saw Dashboard Confessional one too many times. And the last time I saw them, I wanted to punch myself in the face.
Oh,
I was there
no.
with Danny and my wife.
Yeah, I was there too. Yeah, I forgot
about
that.
Did you
want
to punch Steve in the face for bringing you?
Yeah, probably.
It was awful. I went to go see Taken Back Sunday, and I sat through him. And all he does the whole time, the singer, he's got his arms out. He's like trying to like connect with the audience the entire time.
Ew.
Like, your hair is everywhere.
I hate it.
Yeah. I wanted to chop his arm off.
I'm in after what you just did. Yeah, if he's like that to me, let's go.
Hey, we know what's going on with those monkeys that escaped, or at least allegedly. You remember Alpha Genesis? They're investigating the escape of 43 monkeys that left their South Carolina testing facility. Sound like the plot to a movie? Well, the plot continues because the CEO says that they believe that an employee released the monkeys intentionally.
And then that
employee walked off the job after the incident and has not come back. 4 of the monkeys are still on the loose. Wouldn't it be insane if him and those 4 monkeys are just hanging out?
I would love that.
It'd be weird. Hey, Thursday Night Football, you got that going on tonight. Everyone can watch
Mr. Unlimited.
And the Pittsburgh Steelers take on the Cleveland Browns. It all starts at 4 p.m. on Amazon. As far as weather, hitting a high of 49 degrees. It's going to be cloudy. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Our friend Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.